Thank you for tuning in to the Monday afternoon movie matinee. Today, an army of dead reanimated fetuses are on a quest with two goals: find a decent pair of tits to suck on and world domination in the 1973 cult sci-fi classic, Stillborn Uprising.
I'm from Vagina. Vagina is where I was born. Vagina was where I witnessed the first moment of life. Then I was taken away from vagina for 17 years until I met my wife, whereupon I happily returned to vagina. After nearly two decades of dependency and complacency, I had lost my vagina again. I was homesick. I wanted my goddamn vagina back. According to my highly personalized understanding of demographics, everyone is from the same province. Vagina!
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
OMG.
Yeah! Hey, Frakes, Tim Hansen with you. Back to kick off a new week of programs. It's right here at Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a good one for you today. No DVDA today, though. I know, it's very sad. I'm taking a little break from that. It's hard because, you know, with the podcast, I can, you know, record it and post it whenever. But DVDA always starts at 3 p.m. And if I'm busy, if there's something that I need to do that I can't get out of, it's just either have to do it at a different time or cancel it. So today I'm canceling it. Sorry, I'm a little behind posting the DVDAs on the Sideshow feed, so I'm going to take that opportunity to post a couple of those today, get caught up. So have you guys heard the recent news about Lindsay Lohan? Look, I don't know. Haven't we given this broad enough chances? And by when I say we, I mean society. She really, if you think about it, has never really succeeded. You know what I mean? She, can you name a good Lindsay Lohan movie? The only one that I could possibly think that people would say is a good movie is Mean Girls. That was, you know, but that was because it was written by Tina Fey. That has Tina Fey's pussy stink all over it. It's not so anyone could have played the role that Lindsay Lohan starred in. And before that, she was in a few fucking Disney films. Then she was in Herbie the Love Bug. I don't know, something like that. Herbie the Love Bug, that horrible remake, and you know, just shitty film after shitty film. Prairie Home Companion, I think, was a movie she was in. Like, you probably haven't even heard of it. So, and then, you know, she had a music career that was awful. She's not even hot. I don't know who came up with the idea that Lindsay Lohan was at all attractive. Fucking ginger. I mean, if you look at her skin in some pictures, she's just really awful, freckly, disgusting ginger skin. And, she can't tan because she fucking burns, right? Because of her fucking ginger hair, pale fucking potato skin. Irish skin, I don't know. I call it potato skin. Which are a delicious treat, by the way. Tater skins are great. You know, in some parts of the country, tater skins are sold. In other parts of the country, they're rebranded. The same company that makes them makes the TGI Fridays potato skin. They're the same thing, though. All right. So just had to throw that in there. I like to lay down some knowledge whenever I possibly can. I don't know a lot of things, so when something comes up where I'm like, oh, I have an interesting fact, something, you know, that will prove that I'm smart, and I don't know why tato skins prove that I'm smart, but whatever. Well, we're talking about Lindsay Lohan here. So does anyone think she's hot? Would anyone fuck this fucking train wreck? No, of course not. She's got a blown out cunt. I'm guessing. She's messing around with, you know, ugly dykes. She's on the peen, off the peen, on, you know, on all sorts of drugs. Now she got in a car wreck. She says her brakes went out. What? Whose brakes go out? She ran into the back of the truck, and now the truck driver, very smartly, I might add, is saying that he is injured. I don't know how much money Lindsay Lohan has, but this truck driver is after some of it. She's starring in, Lindsay Lohan is like starring in some movie where she plays Elizabeth Taylor, I think. That's a fucking stretch. It's a biopic. And at first I thought, oh my God, she's just, so Lindsay Lohan is actually going to be in another movie. Hollywood is giving her another chance. But come to find out, it's a Lifetime original movie. Oh, how the mighty have fallen, right? So there you go. The name of the movie is Liz and Dick. More like Les and Dick. Am I right? Am I right? All right. So there you go. That's a little Lindsay Lohan news. I've got a few pieces of audio for you. This is a great piece. This is a guy being interviewed in Detroit. Apparently, he's a truck driver. He was hauling away a tree. Like, he cut up a tree. A bunch of pieces of the tree, like the trunk of it and shit, fell off his truck onto the street, and he didn't clean it up.
Let's introduce you to Jeff Brown during 7 Action News at 5. He witnessed a man boldly dumping large chunks of wood from a flatbed along Cowles on Detroit's East Side Tuesday in broad daylight. Brown says when he confronted the guy, the man took off. Brown tells us he jumped into action, got into his car, and tracked down the truck. He got a license plate number and called police, but the mess remained on the street and no one had been caught. Taking action for Brown, we did some digging and found Ihor Stikevich, a Warren resident. The truck Brown...
Oh, I can't wait till we hear from Ihor.
...described parked in the driveway.
It's like a website that sells horses. Ihor.com.
It covered his yard.
A bestiality dating website.
Art. Stikevich claims he hit a curb and the debris accidentally fell out. It's a little illegal to leave the wood in the street, so what I'm asking is...
You don't have to ask me, and I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way. I don't take no orders from no women.
She did say she was just... she wanted to ask him a question.
Street, so
no
what
orders.
I'm asking is...
You don't have to ask me, and I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way. I don't take no orders from no women.
Stikevich says he was planning to go back and clean up the wood, but only had $1 worth of gas. So you were saying that you were going back to clean up
Oh, yes. I'm Mr. Cleanup. Okay. I'm not Mr. Clean. I'm Mr. Clean Up.
Well, somebody said
I live in Warren, and I'm cleaning up Detroit. Go figure that one out.
Well, because you dumped your fucking shit in Detroit.
But somebody said that they tried to yell at you to come back, and you kept going. And
it must have been a woman, and I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
Well, he was quite offensive with his answers. Stikevich
he's just being honest.
Haynes, he just wants to help people remove chunks of wood from their property.
I lift them all by
Mr. Cleanup hates women.
Myself, with nobody else's help.
Old stupid women help.
Old guys,
me.
Disabled guys, black guys, white guys, Polish guys, Ukrainian guys, and guys from Mars also.
What about Alaskans?
Oh, okay.
From
Mars?
From Mars. Yeah, that's where I'm from. Mars.
And police are investigating what exactly happened out here and whether Stikevich is responsible or whether he'll face any charges. On Detroit's East Side, Tara Edwards, 7...
Shut up, Tara. I don't want to hear from a woman. No woman. Come on. All right. Thank you very much, Tara. I'm just kidding. I love you. You're beautiful. Moving on now. Judge Judy is still on the air. She hasn't died yet. Here is a clip... I love Judge. I still think Judge Judy's great. I've been watching The People's Court the past year or two, but my heart will always be with Judge Judy because she's just a fucking bitch. All right, so here is Judge Judy talking to a 21-year-old who admits to having 10 kids.
From the salesman before.
Fireworks, bootleg movies, or teddy bears.
Please.
Teddy bears for all my kids.
Mm-hmm. Teddy bears for all your kids. What kind of kids do you have?
I have about 10 kids.
About 10. He's rounding up. I hope he's rounding down. No, wait. I hope he's rounding up.
You have 10 children?
Yes, I do.
I'm not good at math.
You're 21 years old. You have 10 children? No. You're not telling me the truth.
Yes, I am.
Why do you have 10 children?
I love kids.
I mean, you actually made 10 children?
You hate condoms, is what you mean to say?
And participated in the making of 10 children?
Yes, I did.
How old are your children?
They range between 5 and 3.
I know that this is not really germane, but it just blows my mind. And with how many different women do you have these 10 children? I'll give you a second, just a second. Let me. I don't want you to make a mistake. I'll let you think about it for a second. How many?
About four.
About four? What do you mean about four? What does that mean, about four?
About four of them, including your daughter.
Whoa! Them are fine words! He's had sex with... He has kids with about four women, including Judge Judy's daughter.
What are you talking about?
And she doesn't understand it because she's old.
It was just a joke, man.
Let me explain something to you, fresh mouth. I'm the only one who makes jokes.
Fresh mouth.
And I'm not being... I'm not
this
making
might
a
be
joke.
Your show, but I'm, this is my episode.
No. You don't have... listen to me. You don't have an episode. What you have to do is just answer...
She does, like, what, three cases an episode? So you get a couple segments.
Questions. That's why you came here, to answer questions so that I could gather information. Do you understand?
Kind of, yeah.
Good.
He's a little slow.
Perhaps if you stayed in school a little longer instead of stayed out of the bedroom, you'd understand better.
You get the idea there. That's a little bit of Judge Judy justice for you. Next up, I have an Iranian who's singing, kind of. And apparently some woman is in there. There's a couple of women enjoying this guy's serenade. And one woman starts talking or makes a noise. And the Iranian goes all Chris Brown and beats the shit out of her. It's not really singing, is it? These words. All right, now you hear her. She's piping up in the middle of this guy's song. And you could sort of... there's another guy laughing, stomping on her head now. Hear that. Hitting her with glasses. I wonder what she said that got him all riled up. I don't want to hear this. Since George Michael. She ran out of the house, and then the guy went chasing after her. A lot of that jib-jab language that I don't understand. All right, here's a guy. This is the final clip, and then we'll get into the news, I promise. Here is a queef. This time, usually I'm playing some white whore busting out some cum out of her ass. But this time we've got a black chick who got creamed in her cunt, and she's going to give us a nice pussy fart.
Fuck. Mm. Oh, God.
The guy's getting ready to come. Yeah. I guess he came. By the way, the clip starts off with him blowing his load, and you can already sort of see the cum. There's some cum that's leaking out, but I'm pretty sure it's fake because it's very globby. You know what I mean? Like, it looks like...
Fuck yes.
You know, like, that glue that they use sometimes in mailers, and then you can, like, it's like a strip of that glue that you can peel off. It's almost like latexy, and you can roll it around into a ball and make it look like snot and stick it in your nose. That's kind of what it looks like. Or candle wax.
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear that again. So she's like squeezing out this jizz, and it's like almost hard. Hard. Balls. It's like that. Have you ever had bubble tea?
Yeah.
It's like the bubble tea balls. There you go, a little ebony queef for your Monday. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up on the news right now. Sometimes I think my descriptions of the videos are more interesting. Yeah, it looks like bubble tea balls coming out of her pussy. You know what I mean? It's the best I could do. All right, not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. It's the price of a fucking value meal. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs and exclusive shows, video casts in the form of DVDA. I'll be posting a bunch of those on the Sideshow feed. Don't forget, at the end of this month, we'll be doing an entire week of Sideshow exclusive programs. So if you don't want to miss a thing, sign up right now. Support the program. SuperFreakSideshow.com. There is no reason that you are not a member or something like that. Just sign up. It's very inexpensive. If you have a PayPal account, it'll take you literally 10 seconds to sign up. Don't quote me on that. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. For the love of God, if you're going to be eating at Arby's, be very careful with your penis, please. It might be the strangest lawsuit you've ever heard of. A man from Colorado claims he was badly burned by a urinal in an Arby's restaurant. How the hell did that happen? Well, the lawsuit lists the victim as Kenneth DeJoy and claims that DeJoy was, quote, utilizing the urinal in the men's restroom when it caused a jet of steam to shoot forth from the urinal and burn his genitals. How does that happen? I've never seen a urinal shoot out steam or hot water at all. You know what I mean? Like when it, I've seen it like the automatic kind, like when you take your dick away or when you step away from the urinal, it like flushes itself, but that's about it. Maybe there's like a setting where at night it'll like heat up water and clean it. Like it's a self-cleaning urinal or something. And maybe there's a steam setting. I don't know. DeJoy claims he reported the incident to an employee who, according to the suit, claimed, "We've got that bathroom problem again, and this happens when the sink in the kitchen is running." Oh, okay, so it just some crossed pipes or something. The lawsuit claims DeJoy is seeking damages for financial loss and as a result of his injuries, not being able to have sex with his wife. Can you really put a price tag on that? I would like to know what the price that, you know, that equals out to. Like, if you can't have sex with your wife for a week, what does that equal in dollars? Is that $100? $1,000? Does anyone care if you can't have sex with your wife? I'm sure couples go weeks and months without having sex. A spokesman for the company issued a statement saying, "We want to reassure our customers that we are committed to providing quality food in a safe and healthy environment." Look, it's not the food that's the issue here. It's your pissers. "Since this matter is in litigation, we've been advised by our attorney that we are unable to discuss." So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This is a short one from Los Angeles. Holy mother of Christ! A pair of lungs have been found on an L.A. sidewalk. A woman walking in an unincorporated area of Los Angeles County near Compton, that explains it, was a drive-by lung transplant. So someone was walking near Compton, and she found what appeared to be a set of lungs on a sidewalk near a business. That business happened to be the Lung Emporium, so that makes a little more sense. The woman made the discovery Sunday afternoon in the 13,000 block of Avalon Boulevard. She took a picture of what she found, and in the evening, you know, after she had a meal. She's not going to rush out and call cops. She took her time. In the evening, contacted the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. Apparently, she was the only person who called about the lungs. "It was right there on the sidewalk at the start of the driveway," the woman said. "You'd think someone would see someone throw it out there." Durham School Services, one of the city's biggest student transportation providers, is among the establishments located on that boulevard. The coroner and crime lab responded to collect the lungs and any other evidence. Blood and tissue samples will be used to determine if the lungs are human or if they are animal. And final story we have for you today. This one comes from North Carolina. A Pitt County man charged with murder says his girlfriend actually set herself on fire, thank you, and then shot herself in the head with a gun. Double thank you. The Greenville Daily Reflector reports that the state investigators testified in Superior Court on Thursday that the charred remains of 51-year-old Teresa Durr Foster, Teresa Durr, if she did set herself on fire, I have to say this, Durr, 51-year-old Teresa Durr Foster contained gasoline. Foster's body was found in 2009 behind a home she shared with her 57-year-old fiancé, Clinton Arthur Ridenour. A sheriff detective said a red gasoline can was found on the couple's front porch swing. Are there any other color gasoline cans? They're always red. They're always. Ridenour is charged with first-degree murder and faces life in prison without parole if he's convicted. It sounds like he has a pretty rock-solid defense, though. My girlfriend did it herself. You can't prove that she didn't, because her body's charred. There's no fingerprints on her. Rittenhour maintains his innocence and says Foster's fatal injuries were self-inflicted. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Scary. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I'm retarded. Yeah, there are a lot of ways to reach me. Don't forget, this is the voicemail segment part of the show, so that's a good way to talk to me directly, 206-666-4463. We also have an email address. You can send links to news stories, funny audio or video, whatever you got to send to my way, show at distortedview.com. We also have a Facebook page where you can share your links with other freaks, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. I'm also on Twitter, twitter.com/distortedview. And of course, don't forget, we also have a post office box. That address is on our show notes up there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. All right, just a couple of the many ways to reach me. Let's do a couple voicemails now.
I'm a potato. I'm a potato.
Yes. My name is Potato.
I'm a potato.
People love that song. My name is Potato. I think that was like an intro to some sort of like Italian children's television program or something. Maybe in the 70s or 60s or something. That doesn't surprise me. Like, there's an Italian children's program called I'm a Potato or something. My name
is
Potato.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Kay Mungie. How you doing?
Good.
So I just wanted to get your opinion on the guy who got his face chewed off. Since he's a homeless guy, I was trying to have this debate at work. Nobody wanted to have it with me. I think that after his face is chewed off and he's all scarred up and he's got his one good eye, since he can't afford the hospital bills, he'll still be homeless.
Right.
And his panhandling will, like, go through the roof.
Well, he's got a gimmick now.
I think that
right?
Since he's hideous, he's going to make a shitload of money panhandling.
We can get someone to make a sign for him that says, you know, my face was torn off by a crazy man, and, you know, on bath salts. And could you spare a few dollars? Oh, he would make so much money.
Everyone else says.
And I'm guessing, like, a lot of television stations would want to interview him. Maybe they could throw him a few bucks for appearing there.
No, they probably.
The Tonight Show. I don't know.
Anyway,
yeah.
What's your take?
I'm interested in the audio. Like, you know, homeless people tend to sound crazy to begin with. Could you imagine not having lips and still trying to talk? My naked man. Oh, it sounds fantastic. I'm very interested in that. Next up. Yeah, fumble. Yeah, okay. Same
person. Here's him, loyal sideshow freak, Dr. Barry Bad Touch, freelance speed answer gynecologist calling
in. Barry Bad Touch finally figured out how to use a phone.
Dr. Barry Bad Touch, freelance speed answer gynecologist calling in. And while I appreciate your efforts in making a late DVDA on Friday, I live in California, and that's at about 5 p.m.
Well, I should really just cater every single program to Dr. Barry Bad Touch. Give me your schedule and when I should be posting shows, when I should be doing live shows. What works best for you, one person?
Stuck in traffic then, but thanks anyways.
Well, thank God you are a sideshow member. I hope you're a sideshow member, Dr. Barry Bad Touch, because you can catch all that shit on the sideshow archives. Actually, the 2-hour-long DVDA is available for everyone. I made it free. It's up on YouTube on my fucking stupid account. There's another website to remember. YouTube.com/distortedviewshow. All right.
Of course, we're going to have a goddamn song on the show.
This person is just listening to the show and calling in. The majority of voicemail calls are useless. They're very bad. Okay, next up. Oops, here we go.
Timmy Boo, what it do?
Strip
club? Hey, long-time sideshow freak,
no.
Jimmy Boo.
No.
Hey, I was banging my girlfriend in the ass
nice.
The other day, and I pulled out, and she had a good gape in it. Was dribbling a little bit, and I was thinking of you when I said Jagoo.
Nice. That's what you guys should shout when you're coming. Jagoo! Now, she had a gaping asshole, and you blew your wad inside of her. Did she produce any cum farts? Like, one thing that I think is great is, you know, if you do that, you know, and then afterwards the girl goes to the bathroom to, you know, clean up, a lot of times you can hear. You can hear some nice cum farts. like jizz coming out of her ass. So you should record that. I know a lot of you guys don't want to get out of bed after you, you know, blow your wand. So your girl's like, I'll be right back. I just have to brush my teeth. And what she's really doing is she's shitting out all the cum you pumped up inside of her. Get your iPhone or some sort of recording device. Press it up against the door of the bathroom and just listen in as she expels all of that white steamy cum.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
It's a fun game.
Window licker. And he's just calling to say what's up, how's it going, and just smoked some crack earlier. Bye.
Window licker is spiraling out of control, and I need to witness this. Like, if there's any way we can help you, get you some help, window licker, that would be great. But if you don't want help, I would like to witness your downfall. And so I'm sending him that video camera, which I told him I'd be sending it. this past week, but I forgot about it, so I need to send that out today. But yeah, just videotape yourself a couple hours every day doing whatever it is you do, and we'll make it a segment on the program. Watch Window Licker kill himself slowly. If that's not a reason to sign up for the sideshow, I don't know what is. That's all the time we have on this edition of the program. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it no good?
By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget, tomorrow we have an extended show, so sign up for the sideshow so you don't miss a thing. We'll see you back tomorrow. Until then, bye, everybody! When I was young, I only wanted to be blind. And I wouldn't pay to wear what I wanted still realize. And everyone at the time was only classic then, only classic then. And everyone at this time is only classic now, only classic now. Uh-huh.